Lamar Electric Cooperative has its home office in Paris. However, most of its customers are out in the country. The co-op serves areas of rural Lamar, Delta, and Red River counties. Recently, the co-op has been hit with a rash of copper thefts. Spokesperson Dina Beeson says most of the thefts have occurred in an area west of Paris.
It's mainly been concentrated in the Maxi area. However, on Friday morning, someone informed us that there was some copper missing, and it was in the Hopewell area. And then Friday afternoon, we also had another report of copper missing, and it was in Cocoa.
Beeson says that as a result of recent thefts, Lamar Electric Co-op has lost about 7 miles of copper wire. That'll cost about $20,000 to replace. There was even an outage caused for a little while last week when the thieves' wire cutters broke and one piece of wire went flying off and hit a live wire. She says that linemen discovered the wire cutters still on the line. In recent years, copper thefts have been increasing dramatically because the price of the metal has gone up. In 2003, copper sold for about 80 cents a pound on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Today, the going rate for copper was $3.20 per pound. It peaked at around $4 a couple of years ago. Beeson says that if anyone can help find the thieves, they'll have more than just the satisfaction of having done a good deed. They'll be rewarded by Lamar Electric Cooperative.
So we are offering a $1,000 reward for anyone that has the information that leads to the arrest or indictment of the people involved.
People around the region, especially those in rural Lamar County, are encouraged to keep an eye out around electric lines and report any suspicious activity to local law enforcement. For more information about the co-op, their website is lamarelectric.coop. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.